Online, on the app, and on your smart speaker, it is Taunton's 107.8. Tone FM is the community connection with me, Patch Jobson, until the top of the hour. Now, we all know we are heading into the festive season, and there are lots of nice things on the way. We've got great food to come, we've got presents, we've got everything else that Christmas brings. But Christmas also generates one other thing, and sometimes it can be a little bit of a handful to manage. What are we talking about? Rubbish and recycling. And it's a pleasure to welcome onto the show today the Managing Director for Somerset Waste Partnership, Mickey Green, to tell us why we should be ready to reduce and recycle this festive season. Hello, Mickey. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Morning, Patch.
Now, Mickey, this, as much as Christmas, must be a fantastic time, and we all enjoy it, and we all have a good time. For you, when it comes to rubbish and recycling, you must become incredibly busy.
Yeah, that's right. The teams work incredibly hard day in, day out, all year. But yeah, after Christmas is our busiest time of the year. So I'm not telling people to not trying to ruin Christmas, but just want to encourage people to plan ahead a little bit, because I think everybody wants to do their bit for the environment. And I think with a bit of forward planning, people can.
Now, obviously, Christmas generates a huge amount of rubbish because there's the cardboard, there's wrapping paper, there's packaging from food. All of that, it just must be times by 10 of what you see on a normal week. Now, interestingly, you've got some tips for people, haven't you, about what to do with certain items of their Christmas rubbish. So wrapping paper is one of them, isn't it? Tell us a little bit more about how people can recycle their wrapping paper and how they can reuse it again.
Yeah, that's right. Wrapping paper is one of those challenging materials for us. So I guess what we're trying to do is get the message out that not all wrapping paper is the same. So if it's normal paper, it's absolutely fine. Stick it out in your curbside recycling. It's the wrapping paper that's metallic, plasticky, glittery. You can tell what's what by doing a scrunch test. If you scrunch a bit of wrapping paper and it stays scrunched, it's paper. If it starts to kind of expand again, it's laminated with another material. I think people can guess, can't they, that if it's a laminate of different materials, it becomes a lot harder to recycle. So if people haven't yet bought their wrapping paper, I'd encourage them to look, make sure it's not metallic and plasticky. If it is, try and choose something that's paper. Maybe even speak to the shop and encourage them next year to not stock the stuff that becomes very hard to recycle.
If people have got those types of wrapping paper that have got those other elements in, as you said, like those laminates that give them that metallic finish, what do they do with them? Obviously, if they can't go in with the normal recycling, what's the next step?
They can't be recycled, so we just ask people to put them in with their normal rubbish. People will notice already if they go to the recycling centres that they're asked to put all their wrapping paper into a separate bin, because the staff there will sort it, make sure we're separating those two types. Because for us, we want to make sure that the wrong type of paper doesn't contaminate all the good recycling that we're all doing. And that helps us do what we do at the moment, which is keep 98% of stuff in the UK for recycling.
I've got to pick up on one other item that as well you're giving people some advice about. And I always love these, because growing up, we all had that nan or the auntie or the friend who had the quality street tin that was always actually the sewing kit. So you've got some advice as well for people when it comes to tins and tubs of sweets and things, haven't you? So what's the advice and guidance for those?
That's right. I mean, most of those are plastic now, aren't they, rather than the metal tins. So for anybody in the parts of the county that have got a bright blue bag, so probably most of your listeners in the Taunton area will, they can just go straight into your bright blue bag. If you haven't yet got one of those, you can take it to a recycling centre. The other one I'd really encourage people to think about is food. So if you do a bit of planning now, eat out what's in the freezer and the fridge, so you've got a bit of room, you can store leftovers and plan for meals. And I look forward to Christmas lunch, but we all know what it's like with leftovers, don't we? So it's just making sure you're having a think about meal planning, not buying too much.
Now, obviously, over Christmas, there are bank holidays, timings change, and your collections change as well, don't they? So if people are not sure about when their rubbish or when their recycling is going to be collected, how can they check that information? How can they go and find out when they need to put the right bit of rubbish or the right bit of recycling out for your teams to come and collect?
the best place to go is to our website, somersetwaste.gov.uk. It's got all of the collection, the change the collection days there. It's got the opening hours for your recycling centres, and it's got the top tips we've kind of talked about today and many more as well.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic festive period. And I think we should say a big thank you to all of your teams now for the work they're going to do, because we all know it's going to become incredibly busy and they're going to work incredibly hard. So I think from everybody, we want to say a big thank you to them and to you for the work that you do. And it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, Mickey.
Yeah, thank you, Patch. Take care.
Not a problem at all. It is the Community Connection with me, Patch Jobson, until the top of the hour, and it is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. And I'll be back just on the other side of this.